free superior drinks package and all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, Birmingham City Council says a very, very fair offer is on the table aimed at ending the long-running bin strikes. Refuse collectors at the Unite Union overwhelmingly rejected it yesterday. A clean-up's underway after 17,000 tonnes of rubbish piled up in the streets. Sadia Khan from the Sparbrook area of the city has told Classic FM they're fed up.
The population and the health crisis that's going to emerge from this, from infections, Wiles disease, which is rat-transmitted diseases, is just not a good thing to be risking a population the size of 1.2 million. It's too much of a risk to take.
A man's pleaded guilty to murdering two women and attempting to kill two others in a Christmas Day stabbing in Milton Keynes. Jaswell Brown attacked 38-year-old Joanne Pearson and Teona Grant, who was 24, at an address in Bletchley last year. The business secretary says he's delighted raw materials to keep furnaces burning at a British steel factory have arrived in the UK. The government took control of the plant in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner at the weekend over fears they'd close it down. The materials arrived on two ships at the port of Immingham in Lincolnshire earlier. An oak tree thought to be more than 400 years old has been cut down in North London. Police are investigating after it was discovered in White Webbs Park in Enfield last week. Campaigners have called it devastating. Police are carrying out early morning patrols in a Scottish national park to help protect a rare bird species at risk of extinction. Officers are looking to protect the capercaillie, known for its dramatic mating displays. They say they've seen photographers searching for them, but it's a criminal offence to disturb them during lekking season. In the city, a short time ago, the FTSE 100 was trading up 109 points at 82.44. The pound bought $1.32 and €1.17. And the weather, rain in the west moving northwards overnight. Largely dry elsewhere with cloudy skies and a low of 2. Breezy tomorrow with some rain and cloud moving north through the day. Drier in the south with sunshine and a high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Lucinda Horsley.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Getting another great hour of music underway on Classic FM with one of the most loved piano concertos in the world and one of the best intros to a first movement of all time.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
From Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, we had the first movement played by the Orchestra of the National Opera Paris, Philippe Jourdan conducting, and before Grieg's Piano Concerto on Classic FM, that first movement, Elizabeth Leonsky and the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra conducted by Michael Sandling. Now, music from Mozart, that is, well, a riot of life and lust and, my goodness, quite a plot. A Queen of the Night aria, 3, the magic number, and this rather fantastic overture in Mozart's The Magic Flute. ¶¶
Thank you.
Gabor Takács Nagy and the Manchester Camerata with Mozart's Overture from the Magic Flute. Manchester Camerata, one of our great Classic FM partner orchestras, and news on another special initiative by our partner orchestra, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. They're running an initiative called On Your Doorstep, an initiative to spread musical joy across the southwest of England. So if over the Easter break and the holidays, April and into May, you have some time, the BSO String Ensemble is taking their musical family series to communities in Devon or Cornwall. Maybe we'll catch them on a holiday. They are playing a really colourful programme of favourites, Carl Jenkins' Palladio, the St Paul's Suite by Holst, and music you might be hearing for the first time, Jesse Montgomery's Starburst and Novelettan by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. For tickets, head to the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra website. That's bsolive.com, bsolive.com. Another chance to catch one of our great partner orchestras live over the coming Easter break. Now, the sound of the Bach's Cello Suite number 1 on the way. Stephen Isles performing after we get all the latest on the traffic and travel for your journey home. Lucinda Horsley has the details next.
Classic FM.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions personal contract plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Classic FM travel.
On the roads in North Yorkshire, it's slow on the A64 eastbound in York because the car's broken down between the Fulford interchange and the Grimston Bar interchange. They're accusing County Durham on the A1N southbound because of an accident between junction 63 and 62. Severe delays in Hertfordshire on the M25 anti-clockwise because a car's caught fire at junction 23 for the A1M. It's also heavy in Kent on the anti-clockwise side because of an accident at junction 3 for the M20. And on the trains, Greater Anglia are running buses between Norwich and Stowmarket because of problems with the signals.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
We heard the Glasgow theme from Craig Armstrong's score to Love Actually. And the piece before that, played by Stephen Isserlis, was the prelude to Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. A favourite in the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. It landed in this chart at 100. Where will it be for 2025? Well, the brand new countdown gets underway this Friday.
Join us for the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025.
It's the biggest classical music chart in the world.
You've been voting for your favourite pieces of classical music.
And now we're counting them down. All Easter weekend.
Hear the greatest composers and the most iconic music.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. Starts Friday morning at 9.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
José Cerebrié conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra for Will Ferrari's Intermezzo from the School for Fathers. This is Classic FM and Al Bononi's Adagio in G minor.
Classic FM.
Betters visually on Classic FM with Liszt Consolation number 3, and before with the Albinoni Adagio in G minor, the City of London Symphonia. Hope Tuesday has been good to you. Maybe you got a small win today that made your day. Apparently, we love the small wins in life, bring us great joy. Us busy Brits also secretly love, of all the small wins, one thing in particular, but making the top five of things that always make our day, waking up and realising that we have more time to sleep in at five, at four, finding that last parking space at three, securing a yellow label bargain in the supermarket at two, when you discover forgotten money in a coat pocket. But number one, the thing that is our tiny triumph that brings us most joy, having plans cancelled. I guess that's a win, getting you back some more time. So if you're enjoying a little extra time this evening, for you, Vaughan Williams, Folk Songs of the Four Seasons on Classic FM. from Vaughan Williams' Folk Songs of the Four Seasons. We heard number three, The Sprig of Time and The Lark in the Morning. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, conducted by Martin Yates. Now, coming up in just a moment, we celebrate my classical star in the spotlight this week, the fabulous Nicola Benedetti. And just after the news headlines at six, with Lucinda Horsley, Tchaikovsky and A Moment from the Nutcracker.
Classic FM.
This Easter at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all for just 15p each. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability. Selected stores. GB only. See Lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Crazy reductions on all electricals. When it's gone, it's gone.
Massive price cuts on high street fashion labels. One day only.
Sale bargains on beauty products. Tablets, phones, laptops, TVs. Everything must go!
Let Simba mattresses relieve the pressure. Our Aerocoil springs are designed to give the most comfortable night's sleep. Take the pressure off your wallet too, with up to 20% off selected hybrid mattresses. Simba, engineered for sleep. For terms and conditions, see simbasleep.com.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night, and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Ever wondered what it's like to glide through the emerald waters of Halong Bay? Or if you'll ever cross India off your bucket list? Ever shared a golden beach with inquisitive penguins? Or wondered how it feels to explore the world, knowing every detail is taken care of? Wonder no more on a choice of over 40 worldwide tours. Choose signature for smaller groups and enhanced experiences. Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEDay and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring your pensions together with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £34 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. The business secretary hasn't ruled out Chinese firms being involved in the British steel industry in the future after taking over a plant in Scunthorpe. Ministers have taken control of the factory from owner Jingzhe over fears they'd close it. Raw materials intended to keep the blast furnaces burning at British Steel have arrived in the UK. Speaking from the port in Immingham earlier, Jonathan Reynolds says the deal is much better value for the country.
Better value for the taxpayer than offering hundreds of millions of pounds for significant job losses in a way we weren't quite confident that transformation programme would deliver what we needed for the future, or potentially being here today talking to you about thousands of people having lost their jobs with a cost to the Exchequer to support those people at well over £1 billion.
It's emerged a restaurant chain was responsible for the felling of a 400-year-old oak tree in North London. It's next to Toby Carvery's car park in Enfield, and staff there say they were told it was a health and safety risk. The council had been treating it as criminal damage and informed police. Sir Alan Bates is urging victims of the Horizon scandal to sue the government over delays to compensation. The Post Office campaigner says a judicial review will probably be the quickest way to ensure fairness for everyone. Last November, Sir Alan addressed the Commons Business Committee.
We don't seem to be getting very far forward. One of the things I've noticed is that ever since these schemes began, they've been shifting the goalposts.
Ministers dispute his claims that settlements won't be completed before November 2027.